This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Just now, the biggest toy company in the world, Mattel, reported much better than expected third quarter profits. It's been doing okay in a market that's generally been quite flat, Shannon Mullen reports.
Toy sales overall this year could have been better, analysts say. About $700 million better. Chris Byrne with TimeToPlayMag.com says, for one thing, it's not a great year for toys based on kids' movies.
And the second reason is that it was a terrible spring-summer season, and a lot of merchandise didn't sell.
But Mattel's business is growing, both in the U.S. and abroad, thanks to core brands like Barbie and Fisher-Price.
And they probably have one of the strongest lineups of great licensed brands, like Sofia the First and Disney Princesses.
Lori Schacht is co-publisher of The Toy Insider. She says with facial tracking technology that turns an iPad into a Barbie makeover mirror, Mattel is also one of the few companies that have finally figured out how to make higher tech toys.
It was kind of like, all right, they just weren't great. And now they're getting fabulous.
And just in time for the holidays. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.